Thank you and good morning. The Board of Supervisors meets this morning, and at the top of the agenda is an item to approve Sheriff Mike Downey's proclamation of a local emergency due to damage caused by the rain and windstorm that swept through the region at the beginning of the month. Citing a repair bill for local roadways and culverts and other public infrastructure of more than $5 million, the proclamation from the sheriff and the approval of the supervisors means the county can now apply for state funds to help cover the cost of those repairs. Repairs to Ronaville Road in Fortuna alone are going to cost the city more than $850,000, while damage to sewer and water lines in Redway, as well as localized rock and mudslides, needed repair and cleanup as well. The board is also expected to authorize a letter of support for open internet or net neutrality, measures that could prevent internet providers from enacting business practices that would hamper, block, or throttle access to the internet by customers, both private and public. The California Highway Patrol has identified the victim of a single-vehicle traffic collision on Saturday night as 19-year-old Kendra Lewis of Blue Lake. Lewis was a passenger in a pickup truck driven by 24-year-old Cade Chandler and was not wearing a seatbelt when Chandler lost control of his truck near Swimmer's Delight on Highway 36. The truck left the roadway, crashed into a tree, and then rolled down an embankment. Lewis suffered fatal injuries in the crash, while Chandler and a second passenger, Savannah Kindred, were thrown from the truck and suffered major injuries. Kindred was later airlifted to a Santa Rosa hospital for further treatment, and Chandler was arrested on suspicion of felony DUI and left in custody of Redwood Memorial Hospital. The CHP is also investigating a fatal traffic crash on Highway 299 on Friday night. Eureka resident Jerry Dean Hathcock, who was riding his motorcycle eastbound near Lord Ellis Summit, was killed after he was hit by a car driven by 24-year-old San Francisco resident Andrew Carrigan, who was trying to pass two cars in a no-passing zone and who had entered Hathcock's lane before the collision. State lawmaker Holly Mitchell of Los Angeles has introduced a bill that would change the manner in which criminal grand juries handle police officer-involved shootings that result in the death of suspects. Mitchell's bill argues that the secrecy of the criminal grand jury system, meant to protect the reputation of those accused of crimes, has also kept the public from being fully informed when police officers are accused of excessive force and the subsequent internal determinations of any punishment or sanctions by police departments. Arguing that the public has a right to know how the grand jury operates when it comes to officer-involved shootings, Mitchell's bill would make those proceedings public information. Sheriff's deputies were called to the Lone Pine Motel in Garberville regarding a vehicle fire early Monday morning. The Garberville Volunteer Fire Department also responded and extinguished the fire, and deputies met with the owner of the vehicle, who claimed the vehicle was set on fire intentionally by an unknown suspect. After reviewing evidence at the scene, it was determined the vehicle had been set on fire on purpose, and an arson investigation has been opened. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the shopping show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next shopping show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. There was an assault in Benbow on Monday morning. Jordan Christmas has more.
The sheriff's office received a call of a disturbance at a residence in the 800 block of Mountain View Drive in Benbow. Deputies met with the victim, who reported that 45-year-old Jacob Sherman was inside the victim's residence, holding a knife. The incident started when Sherman entered the residence and started destroying property. Sherman also reportedly threw kitchen knives, among other items, at the victim during the incident. Sherman barricaded himself inside the residence and refused to leave on deputy orders, and after an hour standoff, Sherman left the residence. Sherman was arrested and booked for assault with a deadly weapon, vandalism, being under the influence of a controlled substance, and resisting arrest.
Thank you, Jordan. The Eureka Police Department will facilitate a public meeting on Wednesday morning at Chapala Cafe at 2nd and C Streets in downtown Eureka from 8:30 until 9:30. Captain Steve Watson from EPD will be joined by Valerie Martinez of the Redwood Community Action Agency and Barbara LaHaye of County Health and Human Services, along with Eureka business owners. They will discuss a proposal to repurpose the Multiple Assistance Center to better meet the needs of the community, in particular the homeless population. The City of Fortuna will change its office hours effective March 2nd. Business hours at City Hall in the Friendly City will be from 8 a.m. until 4 p.m. with an hour break for lunch from noon until 1. Contact the city for more information. And that's the news on this chilly Tuesday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.